Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As U.S. manufacturers respond to shifting tariff policies by reshoring operations and diversifying their supply chains, new and complex risks are emerging. Nationwide's latest survey reveals that while these strategies aim to reduce global uncertainty, they're introducing fresh exposures, from domestic supply shortages and workforce issues to technology and liability concerns. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us today to discuss that is Erica Molander, head of Nationwide's National Manufacturing Practice. Erica, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori.
Erica, how are shifting supply chain strategies like reshoring and supplier diversification changing the risk profiles of manufacturing clients? And what role can insurance advisors play in helping manage those changes?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Lori, and that manufacturers are facing shifting changes or adjustments to the risk profile every single day. And so what they're faced with today is, could be different than what they face tomorrow. But a lot of the focus today is on reshoring and changing their supplier base in response to some of the economic disruption that a lot of our manufacturers are facing. Where that comes in as far as their agent or broker partner is that, you know, the risk profile that they have and how it adjusts could impact their coverage or the extent of their coverage. And should any of those risks present itself in a way that there's a claim or a loss, you wanting to make sure that they have the right coverage in place, but then also that they're paired with the right carrier to be able to adjust that claim. And so a couple of examples I would give you as far as some of our manufacturers that are reshoring and what the benefits are, you know, like our automakers are reshoring, some of their supply chain to control the quality of the products and have more oversight into what the supply chain looks like and more control over the supply chain and just drive more efficiencies in that way. And, you know, for them, what that would mean is that's an add to the exposures that they have here domestically and making sure that they have the right level of coverage to protect them in the event of a loss.
With 45% of manufacturers saying domestic suppliers can't meet their full needs, Erica, what types of insurance products or risk mitigation strategies should brokers be recommending to address these emerging gaps?
I would definitely narrow it down to a couple of key points here. So transfer risk where you can, make sure that you have the right coverage in place, and then for everything else, make sure that there's a plan in place for uncertainty. And so what we do know is that there always will be uncertainty. And so having a really robust business continuity plan in place is really critical. And that's where our agent and broker partners can really weigh in and help our manufacturing insureds set themselves up for success.
Workplace issues, such as hiring challenges and upskilling deficits, are exposing new operational risks. Erica, how can coverage evolve to better support manufacturers dealing with these labor vulnerabilities?
So there's a couple of different ways that coverage can evolve, but I would say too that the resources behind that coverage, so the services, the risk management and mitigation services backing up that coverage are just as critical as the coverage itself. So for instance, when you're looking at a manufacturing facility that is challenged with attracting and retaining the right workforce, those individuals are highly valued, and we want to make sure that they're protected and that they're safe, and so that there's no disruption to the operation because of a workplace injury. And so making sure that there is a really good program in place for developing a culture of safety within that facility. And then also making sure that there's a really good program in place to establish what that return to work looks like. And that's where your agent, broker partner, or your insurance carrier can really weigh in and provide some benefit and some value because of the exposure and the insight into just the vast number of manufacturers and what they've been able to do and implement can help each individual manufacturer.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
As manufacturers weigh the benefits of AI and automation against concerns like product defects and integration costs, what insurance considerations should be top of mind for agents and brokers?
So I think this really goes well with that previous question around workplace safety and upskilling and hiring challenges, because, you know, as we're weighing the benefits of AI, a real clear risk is making sure that we're attracting and retaining the right talent, in that the skill set is going to be different. So when you are using higher technology within your facility, the individuals and the training that they have is going to look and feel different than it has traditionally in that same operation. So making sure that we've got the right skill set to be able to really address any of that adoption of AI and technologies is pretty critical. But then also taking a look at what that means for product liability. So when you're adopting all this new technology, does that ever compromise the quality of your product at any part of the process? Or do we have better insights into quality because we're using more of the technology to help us identify and address quality issues sooner in the process? Either one can have an impact on the risk profile, and identifying those early is really important. And then, you know, I think what I'm missing here in the conversation, I think, is probably the most obvious one is the cyber liability component. So anytime that we're integrating and adding technology to a facility, there's a cyber component to which we don't want to lose sight of. And again, you know, these manufacturers are focused on manufacturing a quality product for their customer base and not always thinking about the downstream risk implications of what some of these changes could mean for that facility. And that's where your agent or broker partner can really provide some value in the conversation and helping them identify the cyber exposures and where coverage can help them transfer that risk over to an insurance carrier so that they can continue to focus on producing quality products.
Given the high concern over tariff-related delays and raw material costs, Erica, how can insurers help manufacturers protect their bottom line and build greater resilience in a volatile global trade environment?
You know, there's a lot of different, you know, ways that manufacturers are looking to protect themselves, but where, you know, a financial partner like an insurance carrier can really provide some benefit is helping with that plan. So today, I would say tariff-related delays, raw material costs are certainly top of mind, but if we go back years, and look at the COVID pandemic, we had similar but different concerns. And then there's always weather pattern disruptions that we want to be cognizant of that could impact the supply chain for any manufacturer at any given time. And so partnering with a carrier that has really good programs around business continuity planning is really important for the ability for a manufacturer to make sure that they're positioned well to address any risks that might come up, but then also help them maintain their brand and reputation in the marketplace by reducing the number of disruptions.
Erica, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate the time today.
That was Erica Molander, head of Nationwide's National Manufacturing Practice. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.